Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And a beautiful Thursday afternoon here on the Menu Live. Matt Russell here on a historic occasion on Tankaverde, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying hello to all the foodies across Southern Arizona who are listening to AM 1330 live here, and all of my folks across the country that are streaming, listening to us at www.tucsonsjolt.com. We are here live at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery at 6464 East Tankaverde Road for what is the first night of their week-long grand opening celebration. What a historic occasion. This is the first day, and we're excited to be here broadcasting live. I want to give a shout-out to my guest host who filled in for me over the last 3 weeks while I was out of town, my good friend, former Vice Mayor Fred Ronstadt, kept my seat warm last week. Fred, thanks so much. Our old friend John Rogers from Wines Without the Mystery kept the show going the week before, and then everybody knows Chef Alan Zeman, the Z-Man, was back in the chair after so long away hosting this show on my behalf. And it's a great honor for me to welcome yet again in the co-host chair to On the Menu Live, celebrity host and tailgate titan, Mr. Kirk Jensen, is in the house. The beer is fantastic. Again, we are here. It's an honor to be here at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery, right here at 6464 East Tankaverde Road, right on the main strip where all the fun is, across from golf and stuff, and the party is just getting started. So come on by on your way home from work and take advantage of all the great specials that they're offering. They've got all kinds of great stuff, and we're going to be talking to Mr. Steve Jones. Steve Jones is the general manager of Nimbus Bistro and Brewery. Steve, welcome to On the Menu Live. Well, I tell you what, you have a lot to be proud of. I mean, watching this project go from sort of restaurant to restaurant, you know, kept us all curious. But when we heard that Nimbus was going to be calling 6464 East Tankaverde Road home, there was a collective celebration across Southern Arizona. Congratulations for all you've done here. So talk to us a little bit about what we're looking at. We're looking at, the place is starting to fill up. We've got the World Series going, Game 2, and I got to say, we got an Orioles fan here. We got a Red Sox fan here. So we're big Phillies fans here tonight, aren't we, Kirk?
Myself being a Boston Red Sox fan and Matt being a Baltimore Orioles fan, even though the Yankees are in the American League East, sorry, we can't root for them. There's just no way. It's not going to happen.
Can't do it. No, you can't. Yeah, we've got to stick with whoever is playing the Yankees. So
right. It's
an absolutely beautiful place. I can't count the number of widescreen TVs that are hanging in every possible direction. You have to sort of look through the tap handles of beers to see what else is going on behind the bar. But Steve Jones is here. Steve, what are people going to see when they walk in here to celebrate with us tonight?
Well, they're going to see a lot of my staff are dressed up in occasion of Halloween coming up.
I must say, they do look good, though.
Yes, some of them very good. Yes, and we've got the place decorated for the Halloween holiday.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we're going to see we have the sound system and all the TVs on the World Series. We are very friendly to sports events. And we have Saturday, the ESPN game plan, which is all the college football. We have the Sunday NFL tickets every Sunday.
So if you can't make it to a home game, I'd say just come here, right?
Absolutely.
I might as well. I mean, what more can you ask for a tailgate than come in here?
Yeah, and I don't know anybody's house who has more beers than we do.
That's what I'm talking about right there, folks.
You know, he might actually be right. I thought you and I, Kirk, together, we might be able to compete with him, but there's no way.
Not even close.
There's no way. So this is the first night, as we said, Steve,
first night
of your week-long grand. Oh, and there's Melissa. There's Melissa, who is walking by right now. I would say one of the better servers in Southern Arizona, Steve.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
This is not a paid statement. I think what Melissa does and the way she treats customer service is a personal value and a personal ethic. It is really manifest in a beautiful way through her good work here. So, Melissa, a big shout-out to you for everything you're doing here at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery. Anyway, Steve, I apologize.
Oh, that's
I apologize
okay.
for that.
He's a gem. He's a gem.
I'm in the business, and I've got to recognize great service when I see it.
Absolutely.
So this is the first night of a week-long celebration. What do you have going on tonight?
Well, we have tonight, right now, actually starting at 5 o'clock, we have a Simmental tequila tasting. It's pretty new on the market,
hmm.
and we are tasting the Blanco, the Añejo, and the Reposado. And Alliance Beverage is happily doing that for us here tonight.
Nice.
We have special rooms that are set up for just that. Our brew room, where we're actually going to be starting to brew beer very soon.
Oh, you're, oh, nice. Okay, we'll be talking about that in the second half hour. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah.
And definitely going to be having a lot of fun with that, giving away some hats and T-shirts and a lot of different promos coming down the line all through the week.
Free stuff, Kirk Jensen.
Hey, I like that.
Free stuff. Well, this is great. You want to make sure you get over here to Nimbus Bistro and Brewery again at 6464 East Tanqueverty Road, a Cemental tequila tasting here tonight. And I should say thank you to Alliance Beverage for all that they do in support of this show. Of course, Jessica Nededick, who is one of our favorite reps over there, is kind of our Sultan of Spirits and the Queen of the Cocktail, who comes on the show from time to time. But you're going to be tasting all three tequilas here. Talk to us a little bit about what that tequila tasting is like. How are you sort of shaping that that experience for your guests?
Well, they come in and they can choose to go in, choose to not go in,
uh-huh.
and the representative for Alliance is going to be there just giving out samples, talking a little bit about tequila, a little bit about the Cemental tequila, and giving giveaways and things of that nature.
Great. So this is a public education service that you're
Absolutely.
Also providing. You want to be able to learn about tequila, about Cemental, and I have to confess that's a brand that I'm not familiar with. I'm excited that it's coming on the market from what I've heard. So come on down to Nimbus Bistro and Brewery, try some of the great tequila that you've never had a chance to try. And of course, Steve Jones, there's an opportunity to have some beer tonight, right?
Absolutely. That's our specialty. the other part of the tasting room that we have set up is you can basically come in. We'll be doing quite a few of these tastings, not just in our grand opening. This is the dry run of it. We're doing four tastings this week.
So you're saying this could be like a weekly event thing going on? I mean,
we're going to be doing tastings all the time.
Beautiful.
Now, the beautiful thing about the tasting room is the public dictates what we have behind our bar.
Oh,
so somebody walks in off the street and says, hey, I'd like to have a Tanqueray and Tonic. Of course, you're going to stock Tanqueray or something along those lines, right?
Absolutely.
So whatever the public comes in and wants, you're going to provide.
The public comes in and says, oh, we have a tasting on X, liquor, wine, or beer. And then we get their feedback. They say, you should carry this. We get enough feedback that says that, it'll be behind our bar.
Give
Beautiful.
The people what they want is the mantra here at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery on 6464 East Tanqueverty Road. People are really starting to come in this place. I'm seeing all kinds of friends and catching up with old ones and meeting new ones. This is really the place to be, and you really need to put this on your calendar for every day this week. I know when you first opened, Steve Jones, I went for the first night. I was there for the second night. I went on the third. I felt a little guilty for going on the fourth. I got over it, and I think I was here on the fifth. So there's something different happening here pretty much every day, and so you want to take advantage of doing that. So
Wait, I have to make mention here. Outside of the fantastic beverages they have provided, the food here is outstanding, too.
We're very happy to have a wonderful background of chefs that have made our food fantastic. We just brought on a new executive chef. His name is Brian Vernon. He worked with the Metro Group for quite a while.
Of course.
We got him from North, one of the Fox restaurants concepts.
Sure, sure.
Yep. He's brand new to us this week. He's making a lot of tweaks and adjustments to our already fantastic menu, making it even better.
Well, a question off the menu, though, real quick. I mean, sidebar kind of, I hate to say it, but on your menu, you've got some things that were standard down at Nimbus. I mean, at the traditional Nimbus down on 44th
World famous Dodge. Bologna sandwich.
Oh, yeah. And then you've added a couple other things. I mean, I hate to say it. New York Stromboli, I've only had it about four or five times here. If I've eaten that many times, it must be pretty darn good. I love that.
That's my favorite thing on the menu.
Let me tell you, it's outstanding. If you don't have a chance to get it, it has everything and anything you ever wanted in a Stromboli.
Wonderful. Absolutely.
So tonight is a special night, but you've got something going every night of the week after. Tell us about what people can expect once they come tonight and they can return for the next few days. What do you have up your sleeve, Steve Jones?
Well, if you can't make it tonight for the Cemental tasting, we have tomorrow, we have another tasting coming on, for another one from Alliance, Alexander Valley Wines. From California.
Very
they're
nice.
They're going to be here from 3 o'clock until 4:30 tomorrow evening, or afternoon, if you will. Also, we have a great band called Crosscut Saw.
Have they performed down at Nimbus? Because you know Nimbus
they have.
At the other location has live bands. So Yes, I've been down there for a few of them, and I'm telling you, if it's good there, it's going to be great here.
Absolutely. So. Every Friday and Saturday night, we're going to have bands here. And that's
wonderful.
That's one of our things, is live music. In addition to having bands, we are working on getting a venue outdoors to be able to have live bands outside.
Excellent.
Street side.
Excellent.
The next day, on Saturday, we have another tasting, another tequila.
Oh.
Brand new.
Oh,
you're brand new to the market.
With a bite of an orange or something, you know, something different.
All right, so we're about to have breaking news here on the menu live.
Absolutely. The Señor Rio, brand new tequila. They've won awards in Las Vegas competitions for tequila. I've tasted it personally. I know my job is tough. But that one's going to be a three-hour tasting.
A three-hour tasting.
With Señor Rio Tequila. We also have Kevin Pakulis from 9 p.m. to midnight.
That's the
and
band,
then,
right?
That's the music. That's the live music. We also have that evening a Halloween costume contest from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. with fabulous prizes.
Outstanding.
Fabulous prizes, Kirk Jensen.
Going to be here. I'm all over it.
And then Sunday, NFL Sunday ticket all day. We've got Sam Adams and Red Stripe giveaways, all kinds of stuff going on there. Monday night, we have a promotion of buy a glass of wine and you keep the glass.
Oh,
very
beautiful.
Nice.
I like that.
Well, we'll be here for that.
Monday night football and some 1800. You buy a shot of 1800 tequila, you keep the shot glass.
My
so you're saying both
goodness.
Nights, come in, start off with wine, maybe a little mellow. A little rowdy, throwing some tequila.
There
that's
you
great.
Go. There
that's
you go.
I'm liked in right there, folks.
And then to wrap it all up, on Tuesday, we have our new promotion going every Tuesday night. We'll be from now on, next Tuesday and forever, will be Nimbus T-Shirt Tuesdays. If you wear a Nimbus T-shirt, you will get a dollar off any beer you get.
Wow. Fantastic. So, anyway, you're saying, now, question for you.
Sure.
Can you refill your growlers here like you do down on 44th and Dodge?
We are still currently waiting for approval.
Okay.
To get a certain license that you have to have in order to do that.
So you mean, Steve Jones, that you actually have to work with the city of Tucson to get something done?
The city of Tucson is a fabulous city. We love them down there. Hope that greases the wheels.
Exactly right. A shout out to all of our public service.
And then the last tasting we have is a bourbon tasting by Alliance from 5:30 to 7 on Tuesday evening.
Oh.
I know Matt's going to be here for that one.
Oh,
you got to be kidding
goodness.
Me. Bourbon Boy Junior over here.
I would imagine that you've done that in my honor, so I thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
So you got bourbon tastings, you've got wine tastings, you've got tequila tastings, you've got giveaways. This is the place, ladies and gentlemen, that you've got to be tonight and every night this week. We are at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery at 6464 East Tankerville Road. We're talking to Mr. Steve Jones, the general manager. He's going to be with us for the whole second half hour. We got a trivia question that's going to be on the table. We got dinner for two at Nimbus, which is up for grabs, so I want everybody to stick around. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we are right back here on the other side on the Menu Live.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell here from Russell Public Communications alongside my celebrity co-host, Mr. Kirk Jensen is in the house.
Hello, hello to all.
We are here at a historic occasion. We are broadcasting live from Nimbus Bistro and Brewery here at 6464 East Tancredi Road, where the party is in full swing on Tancredi, right across from Golf and Stuff. This is the first night of their week-long grand opening celebration, and we couldn't pick a better place to be, Kirk.
Oh, that's so true. So true. Now, Matt, I have in front of me an oatmeal stout. Nimbus oatmeal stout.
Yes.
Fantastic. Tremendous beer. Probably, should we give them a little heads up on how many different type of beers they happen to have here from Nimbus?
Yeah, we're going to be talking to Steve Jones at the second half hour, but I understand there's 130 bottles of beer on the menu, 130 bottles.
Hey, isn't there a song, 130
beer
bottles
on the wall?
Yeah, I know
right?
how it goes. Yeah.
And 28 yummy beers on tap. So
and
again,
just a couple others.
They're going to have whatever you want. They've got six of their own micro-brewed beers here, plus a seasonal. And we're gonna be talking to Steve a little bit about that.
Keep in mind, too, for those that don't drink beer, KB, if you're listening, it's out there to you, brother. those that don't drink beer, they have a full stock bar, too. I mean, the food here, like I said before, is fantastic, so it's not all about the drinks.
Fully stock bar, and I should also give a shout-out to our good friend, Mr. Brad Tomlinson, says, don't forget to push the pumpkin ale. It's very nice.
Oh, that's the seasonal right now.
That's the seasonal. So anyway, we also want to give a shout-out to our good friends over at Old Chicago and the Cup Cafe, because they took home the big award for the Arizona Daily Star Food Fight Competition for Bloody Marys.
Oh, Bloody Marys.
The best Bloody Marys in town, says the readers of the Arizona Daily Star. It says, go to Old Chicago and the Cup Cafe. Now, if you think you have an idea for what the best turkey sandwich is like in town, if you think a restaurant is serving up a turkey sandwich that's like none other, the Arizona Daily Star wants to hear from you. They want you to log on to www.azknightbuzz.com/foodfight. And let them know who you think serves up the best turkey sandwich in Southern Arizona, and they're going to publish those results. Well, speaking of good food, Kirk Jensen.
Yes, sir.
This past weekend was the Jewish Food Festival and Family Fun Fair, where they were serving up all kinds of great Jewish delicacies under the slogan, you don't have to be Jewish to love the Jewish Food Festival and Family Fun. We're talking about beef brisket. We're talking about hot chicken matzo ball soup. We're talking about hummus and pita cheese and potato pierogies, but we are honored here, Kirk, to have with us on the phone the woman who took home the Blue Ribbon Award for the best chopped liver in Southern Arizona. Miss Irma Slavitt is on the phone. Welcome, Irma.
Hi.
Well, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to have you on the menu live, and I have to tell you, I'm sure the competition was pretty fierce, and you decided, you and your family decided that you think that you make the best chopped liver in town. You were going to enter that into the competition. What led you to decide that you thought that you had what it takes to compete for the big prize?
Oh, I just knew it. It's vegetarian chopped liver and very simple. My daughter entered the best challah bread. She didn't win. And I entered the best stuffed cabbage. And that didn't win, but my vegetarian chopped liver did win.
But you knew the vegetarian chopped liver was going to win.
Now, lost me here for a second.
My co-host
vegetarian
here
chopped
has
liver.
A
liver is usually made out of...
You got me hungry listening to the... A commercial.
So Irma's
Bloody Mary and the turkey sandwich, and I'll be okay.
Oh, absolutely. Bloody Mary and a turkey sandwich is what keeps you young, because Irma Slavitt, I understand that you are a beautiful age of 90 years old.
Yes,
sir.
Still taking away awards at these cooking competitions. So, Miss Slavitt, tell us, if you can, because we've got a number of listeners, and I don't know that you want to give away your family secret, but what goes into an award-winning chopped liver?
The nice part about it is that it only has four ingredients: onions, walnuts, canned peas, and hard-boiled eggs.
My
what was the first thing, though? I got walnuts.
Fry up the onions nice and brown.
Oh, onions.
And hard-boil the eggs, of course.
Right.
And then you drain the peas, save the liquid that comes off them.
Yes.
And put the peas and the and a couple of walnut pieces in the processor.
Right.
And, or you could use, if you don't have a processor, you could use a
sort of a typical kitchen blender, right, I'm sure?
A blender.
Uh-huh.
But it's harder because you have to keep stirring the things around.
Right, right.
So you'd put them in the peas and the walnuts in the processor and start them working. And that's why you've saved the juice from the peas, because if they're not really working well, add a little juice of the peas.
A little juice. So this is one of those. This is one of those sort of secret tips that you have learned from a wonderful Jewish grandmother. Now, Irma Slavitt.
No, I learned this from my Jewish grandmother. She didn't make mock liver. She made real liver.
Oh, mock liver. I see. So I'm interested to know. You know, when you enter a competition like this, Miss Slavitt, when you enter a competition like this, you would think that you have tried this recipe again and again. Is this something that has come in from generation to generation, and you served that up proudly, or is this something you came up with yourself?
Neither. I got them from one of my cousins, and she just got it from a friend who had nothing to do with the generation.
So
but that was several years ago when she gave it to me, and I've been doing it quite steadily since.
And I'm sure that you have communicated to her that her recipe took the Blue Ribbon Award this last weekend at the Jewish Food Festival.
Yes, I called her and let her know.
And hopefully she's listening to us live right now brag all about you and your chopped liver. So, Irma Slavitt,
I think you can get this in Rhode Island. Can we get this station in Rhode Island?
They could actually listen online. For all of those folks that are outside of our listening area, can listen at www.TucsonsJolt.com. We actually are getting texts and emails as we speak from listeners all across the United States.
Yep.
So, Irma Slavitt, you are appearing before millions and millions of people who are busily writing down the recipe for your award-winning chopped liver.
Right. Did I give it all now? One or
wonderful.
Two?
Wonderful. Well, I tell you what.
Large or two medium onions minced and fried well. Three eggs hard-boiled. Walnuts, a couple of walnut pieces, and a can of peas. And then these, put it all together. After the peas and walnut pieces are smooth, chop up the hard-boiled eggs. Chop them well. You can chop them in an on and off motion on the processor.
Right.
You don't want them to get too fine.
Right. We're just wrapping up here on this segment. We've got to go to a commercial break, but Irma Slavitt is with us. Our heartfelt congratulations to you, ma'am.
Congratulations.
For winning the Blue Ribbon Award for the Jewish Food Festival cooking contest in the top liver category.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Top House Democrats have unveiled their plan for overhauling the nation's health care system. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it would cost $894 billion over 10 years and provide insurance to Americans who currently have no coverage.
We have listened to the American people. We are putting forth a bill that reflects our best values and addresses our greatest challenges.
Republican leader John Boehner says the measure would raise health care costs and destroy jobs. Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson and Connecticut Democrat Chris Dodd say they've worked out a bipartisan deal to extend a tax credit that will stimulate the housing market while saving homebuyers thousands of dollars. Blue chip stocks saw their biggest one-day percentage gains in 3 months on Thursday. The Dow Industrial Average climbed almost 200 points after the government reported the economy grew at an annual rate of 3.5% in the third quarter. This is CNN Radio. New York Governor David Paterson has declared a state of emergency because of an increase in cases of the H1N1 flu. The order will authorize more healthcare professionals to administer the vaccine. There have been 75 H1N1-related deaths in the state of New York. Federal health officials say they're making progress, but the supply of swine flu vaccine is still running far behind schedule. Dr. Ann Schuchat with the Centers for Disease Control says they're working to meet demand.
We, we were not expecting to make those targets by the end of this month, and of course we won't be making them. But as I said, we are at, as of today, $24.8 million that's allocated to the states for order.
More than 400,000 people worldwide have caught the H1N1 strain. Game 2 of the World Series is underway at Yankee Stadium in New York, and the defending champion Philadelphia Phillies have taken a 1-0 lead in the second inning. The Phillies took Game 1 Wednesday night. For news anytime, go to thenewscnn.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside my celebrity co-host, Mr. Kirk Jensen.
Hello.
Back
cool.
in the house.
the tailgating titan extraordinaire.
What can you say?
I tell you what, we are having a great time here watching all these great people file in the door to join us at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery at 6464 East Tanca Verde Road.
I must say that the crowd is just livened up. I mean, everybody's here. I mean, I hate to say, you walk in the door here, see the beautiful front hostess stand, and you turn immediately to your right, and what do you see? Huge flat screen TV right up there on the wall. Phillies versus Yankees. I don't even know what the score is right now.
Phillies versus who?
Yankees. But, hey, Phillies up 1-0. That's all I'm going to say.
Bottom of the second. Phillies up 1-0. So it's a good day.
It is a good day here.
To be a Philly fan. Yep. We are sitting here alongside the general manager of Nimbus Bistro and Brewery, Mr. Steve Jones. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
So you take a look around and you've got to say, you know what? This was a great idea. I mean, this is something that this part of town needed. But you're reaching people across Southern Arizona because they want to come to a place that's going to provide consistently a great customer service experience, a great menu offering, and a wonderful, probably unparalleled selection of handcrafted ales, classic ales.
Yes, and we do carry, I haven't seen a bigger list.
Right, so you've got beers both on tap and in the bottle. How many bottles do you have a beer here?
130.
So if you're a betting man, Kirk, I'm thinking if you're going to come in here, it's likely that they're going to carry what you like to have.
This is true, because when I first walked in the door, I was really quite surprised to find a rogue brewery beer here, even though it might be popular in some places throughout the town here, but most folks don't know about it. Rogue, you've got Dead Guy Pale Ale over there. Fantastic beer. Not saying that Nimbus isn't fantastic also, but let me tell you, that beer is good too. Love it, and you've got it there on tap.
And we've got the Rogue Amber Ale and the Rogue Brutal Bitter.
Well, see, the Oregon supported in the house here, folks.
If you like the bitter beers, the Brutal Bitter is great.
I'm
going to throw a shout-out to my family back home in Oregon, of course, the home of the brewers.
That's why you think we like
beer so much. Come on, right. Please.
So you got 130 bottles of beer. How many taps do you have going on behind the bar, Steve?
28 on draft right now.
Wow.
We are going to be adding another seasonal. We are expanding, growing. As I told my staff in training, the only constant at Nimbus is change.
That's very good. In your mission statement to give the people what they want.
That's correct.
It's very likely that you could come in here on a Monday night, and when you come in here the next day, you're going to see something new.
Absolutely. And that's
kind of the attitude and the value and the ethic that you get here at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery.
Well, keep in mind, too, I mean, you walk in the door here, folks. This is not just an adult environment. Kids are welcome. You guys have a fantastic kids venue going on here, too. I mean, everybody walks in the door. It's for anybody. It's just not dubbed for the adult, the happy hour crowd or anything like that. You got great food, great beer. And guess what? Bring the kids. They have a fantastic time. My kids are running around here right now.
We have some great things for the kids. We actually, in the first 2 weeks, I kind of took a survey. We had everyone from 1 month old all the way to 97 years old.
Youngster there.
Everybody in between.
That's great. So we talked a little bit about tap beers and about bottled beers, but let's focus a little bit on the pride of Nimbus. You guys brew some of the best beer that's available.
I'll put them up against any beer in the house.
And that's a bold statement, Steve Jones, and I understand we actually have some samples here at
the
table. And, Kirk and I are going to slowly test some of these.
Pardon
me. Sort of walk us through your beer lineup of
Absolutely. These
classic award-winning Nimbus beers.
Now, the Pardon first me. One you're going to want to grab is the one you just grabbed.
Which is what? They're in order.
What do you have here?
That is the Nimbus Blonde Ale or the Dirty Weta.
Dirty Weta.
Which is Dirty Girl. Dirty White Girl, if you will.
It's a family-friendly establishment here.
No problem here.
Yeah, so very nice, crisp, light, refreshing.
Now, that is for all you Budweiser and Bud Light and Miller Lite drinkers out there.
They're out there. You know it.
They are out there, strangely enough.
But what
this is a great comparison to those. If you like a handcrafted beer that's going to be light on your palate, most of the complaints we get for people who don't drink anything but Bud Light or Miller Lite is, I don't like heavy beers. Well, the Blonde is perfect.
And what I like about the Blonde is it's not like you're drinking a, like a low carb flavorless beer. This is a Michelob Ultra. This is a very sort of light,
55.
Crisp texture, but it has a beautiful taste to it. It has a little bit of a bite that you really sort of want to go after without being overpowering.
Absolutely.
So what do we have? What do we have next?
The next is our original beer. It is the Nimbus Pale Ale.
Okay.
Or also known as the Palo Verde Pale Ale.
Okay, so this is you're introducing a little bit more hop to the process?
It is a little bit hoppier. It does have a higher IBU rating. The IBUs on this one is 38.
And IBU might be a
International Bittering Unit.
Now that you're not pulling my leg, that's actually the term. International Bittering Unit.
That's correct.
So this has got a pretty good IBU profile.
Mm. Got a little hops on it. Yeah,
that sounds nice.
It tastes like a cannabis.
It is the hoppiest Nimbus beer that we have.
That's very good.
It a lot.
But again, not so hoppy that it's like a pucker. I mean, it's a really good, deep, intense flavor. But it's not overpowering.
If you're familiar with India Pale Ales or IPAs,
right.
Those are much hoppier.
Okay.
Now, the Pale Ales can be hoppier. There are some beers that we carry on our list that have a little higher IBU rating, but the Pale Ale is hoppy for the hopheads, but smooth enough for the people who don't like hoppy beer.
The hopheads. I love it.
I might fall in that category. I hate to say it.
Well, that was very good. I enjoyed that. So what are we looking at now, Steve?
Now, this one, from definitely the color, I know the people of the radio can't see it, but it is a red ale.
Mm.
The Nimbus Red Ale. Now, that one has a 5% ABV, which is alcohol by volume, and that one's a little bit hoppier than the Dirty Weta, but not too hoppy,
right.
As the pale ale is a little hoppier than that. This one's a very, very smooth. When you like to have a custom, really handcrafted red ale,
right.
And
I can think of a number of sort of food items that would pair beautifully.
The red actually is great to cook with as well.
Yeah, I could tell right off the bat. Now, you talked about alcohol by volume, and you said this was 5%.
Correct.
How does this compare against some of the other beers that you have on the menu?
This is kind of a little bit low on the lower side, isn't it?
It's right in the middle.
Oh, it is?
You know, your blonde ale, Dirty Weta, will be at 3.2%.
Which is congruent. Sort of your standard below the Budweiser course.
It's right at the same amount as the Budweiser. They're about 3%.
Okay.
So they are a little lighter. Now you get into your Michelob Ultra, it's a little bit less. Get into your MGD 64, it's even less.
Then you don't
Saying water added sort of beverages?
Yes, and in the beer world we call water liquor. Surprisingly enough. But, yeah, the ABV on that is right about the middle, about 5%. Okay. That is about the middle. Beers can get up into the 14 and 15% alcohol by volume. Now you're looking into barley wines and things of that nature.
What's the highest one you guys do presently? Is it the Monkey Shine?
The highest one that Nimbus brews is the Old Monkey Shine, which is at a 8.2.
That's pretty steep.
So that would be, you know, a pint of that is worth 3 pints alcohol by volume of the Dirty Weta.
Approximately.
Okay, good to know. Thank you for the disclaimer ahead of time before we got too deep into this process. Am I going left or right here?
You're
going
to start on your right.
Okay, so this looks like a beautiful, rich, robust beer.
That one is the brown ale.
I'm all over those. I like the dark ones.
Compared to sort of a nut brown that you'd see in sort of...
Compared to a nut brown ale, yes. It is the Nimbus Nut Brown Ale is what its official title is.
So it's like the English-style nut brown that we're talking about.
Correct. It's not like your Newcastle.
Oh, okay. Because the Newcastle doesn't look anything like it.
Now, Newcastle, if you notice, the bottle is a clear bottle.
Right.
It's a little bit skunkier than other beers.
Right.
Because of the light that comes through that clear bottle.
Man, that's tasty.
That is a good beer.
It's light enough to be smooth, but dark enough to please your palate.
You see, we haven't made my favorite yet, which is coming up here shortly.
It's coming.
Go to the tastings, but I hate to say it, I've tried all of them, but I don't remember the brown ale being that good. I mean, fantastic.
It makes a difference. It makes a difference how fresh you actually drink the beer.
I mean, yeah.
That's why a brew pub or a brewery, when you drink it straight from where they brewed it, it's fresher. It tastes better.
Yeah. It's sort of a cask condition. Now you have that.
Absolutely.
Do you have a cask condition down at 44th and Dodge, the other location, Nimbus?
They're actually a minute fresher than us because we get our beer from them.
Now, you guys are planning, I mean, I know we're in the stages right now, but it's going to be opening up. We're going to be brewing here, too, as well.
Correct.
Oh, I can't wait.
No, so this is,
all right, what do we have next here?
This is the Oatmeal Stout.
All right, so we have an oatmeal stout.
That's delicious. Now, Kirk is an oatmeal stout aficionado.
I love oatmeal stout.
I'm a little nervous watching him taste this because He knows exactly what he's talking about.
The only problem here is I've already had maybe one or two beforehand. Just kidding, of course. No.
So that's a delightful stout. Again, not overpowering, which is the fear of a lot of people that they don't want to go stout because they're afraid.
No question for you. When you talk about stouts, because I'm a guy who really likes his stouts, and when you do compare calorie counts and everything along those lines, because Bud Light, as we know, has limited calories in it. And then we throw a Guinness in there. Guinness almost has the same exact thing as Bud Light. How does yours compare to that? Is calories about the same or close?
Well, we don't use preservatives.
Oh, so then we won't have any problems then.
We don't use preservatives. The only additives we use are natural ingredients. The difference between Guinness and our oatmeal stout is Guinness has been doing it longer.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this much. Scott has got this down. Scott, by the way, is their brewmaster down.
Scott Schwartz, yes.
Scott Schwartz is fantastic. I've known him for years. He has got this art down. I mean, all these beers that we're tasting right now are fantastic. But this oatmeal stout I've always loved. I compare it against St. Bale's in this town.
I'll put it up against Guinness every day.
Same here.
Something tells me the beer that I just took a sip of is the seasonal beer. That just came up and said, hello, it's fall. Did I go out of order?
Get a little pumpkin.
This is a little pumpkin spice ale.
Yes, we'll save the best for last. And we will put the pumpkin ale, which is our brand new seasonal, just came out. We actually just finished fermenting 3 days ago.
Oh, wow.
So it's as fresh can be.
What's the ABV on this, Steve? You know what?
The ABV on that one, I believe it's 5.5.
Okay.
Well, all I got to say, though, that was fantastic. How often do you guys do seasonal? I mean, is it like on a regular basis, or are we doing
typical seasons, you'll get 4 seasonals in a year.
Huh.
Now, we do 5 just because you got the October one.
Well, there's five seasons at Nimbus. Always 5 seasons at Nimbus.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the greatest thing about beer is that you can make as many different beers as you possibly can. There's thousands out there. And they're all unique. Now, the pumpkin ale, I had it yesterday. It's fantastic. I've had the Jack Pumpkin Spice, which is one of the more popular beers when you're talking about Oktoberfest or pumpkin beers. It is a very popular beer. Ours is way better. I'm not biased or anything, but it is way better.
We've got one more beer to try, and then I want to talk to you a little
Absolutely.
Bit about your menu. So you said we've saved the best for last.
The old monkey shine.
All of our listeners are dying to know.
This is the one that I was talking a little bit earlier about the alcohol by volume. This
Correct.
Is the one that can put a little kick in your butt if you need it, right? That's the one.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Now, it is a traditional style English pub beer. Now, that is a style of beer. English pub beer is a style. Now, if we have a minute, I can go into how it gets to its ABV.
Gotcha.
Right.
When we brew the beer, the brewing is pretty much similar, just recipes different between all beers. And the Monkey Shine has a higher alcohol by volume because there's more sugar in it because we add more sugar to it.
Interesting.
So when there's yeast, it's an active, live, active thing, and it does eat, it'll eat the sugars and produce alcohol and CO2. The more sugar in the wort, the higher the alcohol content.
Mm. A little bit of a lesson here in beer making here at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery. I believe we have a caller on line one. Tony is calling in. Tony, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you. I appreciate the subject matter because I'm a beer aficionado from many years ago, and you probably remember that when maybe 40 years ago, they called it Lohenbräu, but it was Löwenbräu, light and dark, and it used to come in wooden kegs. And my father used to have that on draft. And when you drew half and half, you had a nice, thick, creamy head. And so the question I have for you today at the Nimbus is, I've tried one of my favorite, but I'd like to try your oatmeal stout. I think it's Samuel Smith's. So far, that's been one of the best that I've and I'm looking forward to trying yours. How does yours compare to that? Stronger or what?
Samuel
Good
Smith,
question.
Yeah, Samuel Smith's stout is very good. Our oatmeal stout, you'll have to come try it. You just have to come try it.
It's hard to put into words.
I can understand the details. I was just wondering, maybe is it stronger, about equal to it, or Of course, I tell you, and it keeps a nice head, too, on it as well. But I noticed that some of them that have higher alcoholic content, like I tried one the other day, I guess it boasts that it goes through a double process of roasting more barley in order to get it that high. But I didn't really care for this other brand at all. I'd never buy it. It wasn't your brand, but I wanted to just get your input as far as some of these that are higher alcoholic content. Like you said, you add more sugar to it, right, to get that.
But the higher the sugar content, which the double brewing will create more sugars because it releases from the grain.
Right.
Will create a higher alcohol by volume content.
And this Monkey Shine, it was in the paper too on the weekly. There is one of the best there. So what the? How does that compare to the other type? Is that a?
Well, the old Monkey Shine is a completely different beer. There's stouts and porters and ales and
is
lagers.
Is this a lager or ale?
It's an English pub ale. Or an English pub beer.
Oh.
Traditional style English pub beer. Now, that is a style of beer, just like lager, just like
right.
Tony, I want to thank you for calling into On the Menu Live. I want to take a couple of more minutes here with Steve to talk about the menu. We have about 2 minutes left before we go to our trivia question. Kirk talked a little bit about some of the old classics that you had that you brought over from the Nimbus One at 44th and Dodge to this new Eastside location. Talk to us a little bit about what you have on your menu and the variety of items.
We have something for everyone, and again, this as Kirk was saying, we do have several different things. We have pizzas, entree salad.
No, wait, the pizzas are done in a wood stove, right?
It's on a stone. It's a wood fired oven, which means the only heat source it has is an actual wood fire.
And that's open to the public. You can actually watch your pizza being cooked in this beautiful.
You can actually sit at the bar there and watch it. It's fantastic.
Correct.
The guys cook right in front of you. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's called a display kitchen.
I love it.
And it's great. The other things that are wood-fired are strombolis. We have our wood-fired homemade pretzels.
Pretzels. Now, by the way,
pretzels are fantastic.
A beer and a pretzel goes great. But I'm looking at this menu. I hate to say it. I look at this menu, and I don't see a double-digit figure on here. Everything is under $10. This is tremendous.
Yeah, we thought it was a typo, actually, when we looked at the menu.
That is our thing. We wanted to bring value. One of the reasons we don't do so many promotions, or so many happy hour, if you will, we had to make a decision. Do we streamline our prices with every other restaurant in town and then discount it for a certain time period per day? Or do we just make everything affordable for everyone at all times? And we decided the latter.
And you have hit the ball out of the park just like, no, that was a strike. Top of the third, Phillies 1, Yankees 0. So, but we have to give a shout-out to our Phillies fans. So basically, there's something on this menu for everyone, no matter what the taste, no matter what the style, and the same philosophy that you put into your brewing goes into the menu in the kitchen, because your chef, as you said, has this long history of doing things very authentically and with intention and with purpose, and you're going to find this here at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery.
The other thing is the fresh produce. I mean, everything you have here. My wife's having a stout. It's fantastic. Look at it. But your poppers. I mean, you use fresh poppers when you're tailgate guys like us. We take poppers, we stuff them with shrimp and cheese and everything, and wrap it in bacon. You guys make these fresh deep-fried poppers that are hotter than hoots, and they're fantastic.
Yeah, we call them the monkey burn, and it is actually a fresh jalapeno sliced, beer battered, and deep fried.
Seeds are included in everything else.
Okay, so we've got to go to our trivia question because we want to give away dinner for two. And so everybody who thinks they know the answer to the following question can call 529-3508, 529-3508. If you think you know the answer to this question to earn dinner for two at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery, to be considered a microbrewery, Steve Jones, you have to brew less than a certain number of barrels of beer. So how many barrels of beer do you brew to constitute a micro brewery, and that is in a year? How many
Correct.
Barrels a year do you produce to be considered a micro brewery? If you think you know the answer, call 529-3508. We're going to take a very, very quick commercial. We're going to go to your calls, and we're going to see who thinks they have what it takes to win dinner for two in Nimbus. So 529-3508 is the number. Give us a call and give us a shout. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at SvinWine.com. That's www.SvinWine.com. Svin Wine. Think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell here from Russell Public Communications alongside my celebrity co-host, Mr. Kirk Jensen.
Thank you.
In the house, and our good friend Steve Jones, the general manager of Nimbus Bistro and Brewery, where we are broadcasting live for day one of their week-long grand opening celebration here at 6464 East Tancredi Road. I think we have a caller on the line who thinks he knows the answer to the question, how many barrels of beer does a microbrewery have to produce in terms of how many, you have to brew a certain number of barrels. Under that number, you're considered a microbrewery. And Tony, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi.
So, Tony, give us your best shot.
This is an educated guess. I'm going to say 150,000 barrels.
Okay, Tony has said 150,000 barrels. And I would say that that is low.
That's a little low. It's close. Keep in mind.
I was going to say 350, but I thought that was too high.
All right. So if you're listening and you want to see if you can beat Tony, he guessed 150,000 barrels of beer, and he's low. And again, how many kegs are in a barrel?
It's two kegs to a barrel.
Two standard American kegs are in a barrel.
Two standard American 15.5 gallon kegs.
15.5 gallon kegs. So we're going to go to the phones again, 529-3508. If you think you know the answer to the question, how many barrels of beer do you brew? Under how many barrels of brew a year do you brew to be considered a micro brewery? And Mark is going to let us know who thinks they know the answer when they call in next. So while we're waiting for another caller, again, 150,000 barrels is on the low side. While we have another caller coming in at 529-3508, Steve, we were talking a little bit about the menu, and we were talking about...
Hey, guys.
Yep.
We got a caller, Steve.
Oh, Steve is on the menu live. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for listening. And you're on the phone with Steve Jones from Nimbus Bistro and Brewery. What's your answer?
500,000 barrels.
500,000 barrels.
A little high. A little
goodness.
High.
Okay, thanks.
So you're high. Hang up and try again. 529-3508.
That was close.
So we've got 150,000 barrels of beer on the low end.
And 500,000 on the high end.
And 500,000 barrels of beer on the high end. Who wants to win dinner for two at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery?
Tony called back.
Okay.
He wants to try again.
350,000. He wants to try again.
350,000.
What did you say?
350,000.
Still a little too high. A little too high.
Yeah, you said 350,000?
305.
300? It's just a little hard to hear you.
We've got another caller. He was a little high. Let's go to Jack.
High. Okay, we're going to go to Jack. Jack is on the menu live. Jack, welcome to the program.
250,000.
250,000?
Yeah.
250,000.
Wow, that's correct.
We got a winner. So if you are a microbrewery, you have to brew under 250,000 barrels a year, and you're doing that here at Nimbus. Some of the greatest beer that you've ever had. So I want to congratulate Jack. Jack, stay on the line because Mark, our engineer, is going to get your information. We're going to get you a gift card for dinner for two here at Nimbus Bistro and Brewery. We've got a couple minutes left, Steve. I want you to tell everybody again where you're located, your hours of operation, if you have a website address for people to learn a little bit more about what you have. Talk to us.
Absolutely. We are open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 11 a.m., and we close at 10 p.m. Thursday, we're going to be open from 11 to 11. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sunday from 11 to 10.